Who Does God Call? By Lynette Kittle, read by Ellie Johnson. Brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards, not many were influential, and not many were of noble birth. 1 Corinthians 1:26. Here is a question I have been considering as of late. Have we forgotten the kinds of people whom God calls and reveals his power in and through? Does it seem like many of us are looking to the cultural standards around us to decide who is qualified for spiritual leadership? The world around us believes more in educational degrees, prestigious titles and awards, and those who seem polished and cultured. They're quick to disqualify or overlook those who lack certain bells and whistles. For those who don't fit into the world's standards of importance, it can make them feel like they don't quite measure up. But be encouraged, because God loves to call those deemed unqualified, underestimated, and overlooked by people to accomplish his will. Often, God calls the weary, worn out, and even the way out to move through on earth. It seems more and more that believers are adapting the standards of the world inside church, but God sees deeper than outward appearances and achievements. He's much more concerned with the condition of our hearts than the degrees hanging on our walls. 1 Samuel 16:7 explains how people look at the outward appearance of men and women, but God, well, he looks at the heart. How many times have you heard individuals criticizing, maybe even making fun of, or laughing at ministries or individuals who aren't using the highest technology or presenting themselves in the most polished way when presenting the gospel? Some believe God only works through the cultured and refined. 1 Corinthians 1:27 gives us a different standard of assessment. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise, and God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. People who criticize who God calls are assessing their efforts on worldly standards instead of God's vision for spreading his truth. 1 Corinthians 1:28 goes on to explain how he works. God chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. Think of John the Baptist, Elijah, Zacchaeus, and more unlikely individuals described in the Bible. They didn't fit society's vision of influencer, and still, God chose to reveal himself through them. God doesn't want us boasting in how many degrees we possessed, what technology we use, or in our polished looks. Rather, as 1 Corinthians 1:31 tells us, "Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord." God chooses to work through our weaknesses so that those who see and hear us know the power demonstrated through us is from God and not us. 2 Corinthians 4:7 explains, "But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us."
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
You're fearfully and wonderfully made. God looks at your heart, not your jean size. Do you know the verses, yet still stress over your body? Oh, I get it. I was raised in church, but I struggled with food, eating disorders, and my body for decades. I'm Heather Creekmore, host of the Compare To You podcast, where we talk about all things body image and comparison from a biblical perspective. We get real about the pressure to focus on appearance in a culture where looks seem to matter most. Whether you're wrestling wrinkles or battling the scale, Compare To Who is the show for you. You'll laugh a little and be encouraged a lot. If you're ready to stop comparing and start living, visit lifeaudio.com to listen and subscribe.